Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Before we talk about good places to work, I'm going to cite a survey from Pew on why so many people are quitting their jobs or quietly quitting their jobs, even though they're still working at them, you know, that quiet quitting thing. Pew Center survey cites low pay, a lack of opportunities for advancement, and feeling disrespected at work as the top reasons why so many Americans have been quitting their jobs. So what about the companies that are where people are staying? Who's good at retention and why? Well, Crain's New York Business has taken a stab at this, at least for New York City employers, where they've got, or Crain's has an article called New York's 100 Best Places to Work in 2022. And joining us now is Crain's senior reporter, Aaron Elstein. Hi, Aaron. Thanks for coming on. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hello, Brian.
And listeners, we want your stories here, too. If you work at what you would call a good place to work, what makes it a good place to work? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or tweet at Brian Lehrer. Aaron, give us some background first on how you went about compiling a list like this. I mean, I'm sure you couldn't survey every employer, every mom-and-pop shop, you know, every little place. So how do you make a 100 best places to work in New York City list?
Right. We actually outsourced this work to another company that surveys companies. And basically we look at, you know, your retention rates, you know, benefits to the degree they're offered. We try to see like how long employees stick around, the tenure of the people at the top. Diversity is an important factor. So we don't do it. We ask somebody to do it for us, and then we make some judgments when we get all the data. And what was interesting this year, in years past, we asked people, you know, how did you stay a good place to work in a pandemic when everyone was working apart? And that wasn't the problem that people are facing this year. It was, how do you keep people around when they can go somewhere else? And the one thing that all of our companies, all 100 of the best places to work offered, is remote work. All of them.
That's the first thing. Remote.
You know, it doesn't obviously work in every situation, but if you wanted to be on the high up on the list this year, yeah. And now, number of these places don't really encourage it, but they'll tolerate it because, you know, they don't want people to leave. You know, some places offer unlimited paid time off. Some places help pay for further education. 7 out of 10 paid for health and wellness programs. These are all nice things, but remote work is important to employees.
Yeah. Wow. Well, this flies in the face of what I think I hear from employers increasingly, certainly from the mayor, but also in the private sector, from employers who say, in order to have a strong corporate culture, we need people seeing each other in person so they can work in teams, so they can build relationships, so they can feel connected to the company and not isolated. Is all that a lie? Because they want people back in the office for some other reason?
I wouldn't call it a lie. I would say that there are a lot of people who thought the old system worked just fine and liked going to the office every day and seeing their colleagues, and, you know, that was just how it always been done. So how would you do it some other way? And we've been doing it another way now for quite a while. And if you look at the numbers, half of Manhattan office buildings, I mean, they're up to 50% now, but half the workers have not come back. Midtown looks a lot busier to me than it used to, but I can tell the difference. I can tell the difference. And I, you know, I understand there are people who want us to come back. The mayor, you know, landlords are very interested in people coming back to your offices, please, because, you know, if you go to work, you might order lunch from the restaurant down the street and all that good stuff. But I think people are going to do what's in their best interest. And if people think it's in their best interest to work from home, they will do that until they're told you have to come back to the office or you're going to lose your job. That might change your opinion as to what your best interest is, but you know, the economy has been very strong. You know, companies are struggling to retain people. And in that kind of situation, they don't have a lot of leverage to force people back. I wonder if that's starting to change because we're starting to see some softening in the employment and economic numbers. But, you know, not yet. I don't know. Not yet. So
right.
That's where I come
back. Well, since you're going down that road, why would employers want to force people back if the workers are happier with remote work? Is there a productivity reason? Is there a bottom line reason for many employers? I realize every company is different, every sector is different, but I think you're describing a tension here where employers want people to come back to the office more, even though they don't want to. My question is, why do the employers want it?
Well, I'll give you an example that I understand. I've worked in newsrooms for 25 years, and there's something very useful about being next to somebody who hears you on a phone call with somebody who says, oh, ask this guy that question. That's nothing I would have thought of by myself. That kind of thing does happen, and it certainly doesn't happen when you're working at Zoom on your own. So that's part of the reason why employers want their people back. Also, employers have made big financial commitments for rent. Renting in New York City is not cheap. And if you've signed and you know, office leases tend to last around 10 years is typical. If you're on the hook for another 7 years of rent, you want as many people in there as you can get. Because you've sunk a lot of money into that. And
to get your money's worth.
That's part of what's going on.
Although I would think by that reasoning, employers who are paying all that rent, if they have a workforce that wants to work from home a lot, they could save money on the next lease, get a smaller space.
You know, they've also saved money on corporate travel. There's more of that than there was a year ago, but I think there's less of it than there was 3 years ago. It's just not done as much, and that has certainly saved companies money. Yeah, it's complicated, isn't it? I mean, this is something that we're going to be dealing with, I think, for quite some time. But right now, I mean, what the numbers show you is that as employers may want their people back, but they're not racing there. And employers do not have the leverage yet to say, come in or you're fired.
If you're just joining us, we're talking to Aaron Elstein from Cranes. They've got a list of the 100 best places to work in New York City in 2022. We'll name some names of those companies near the top of the list. And I'll admit in advance, I never heard of any of them. but let's take some phone calls first from people calling and saying why your place is a good place to work. 212-433-WNYC. And Lucas in Centerport, you're on WNYC. Hi, Lucas.
Hey, Brian, how are you? Last time I called you, I talked to you about bagels. It was probably 5-6 years ago. It was a good conversation. You had a show about bagels, so it was nice.
So we're going from bagels to workplace satisfaction. I love the range. You have range. Lucas.
And so, I live on Long Island, and I was working for an architecture firm in Long Island City, and my wife and I were expecting our first child, So I left that company to work locally to where we lived. So when our child was born, I could take him to and from daycare, and then work, you know, at a company more local to where we lived. Now 5 years later, they had an opening and they're fully remote. So I actually went back to the firm, and they're great. They're a great company that's very accepting of young children. You know, screaming kids in the back of a phone call, no problem. And, it's great to be back. And, that's what I really
so
really
for you,
appreciate about
family friendliness and remote work really were big factors.
Yeah, because I'm the local parent where I take care of the kids morning and evening. And, my wife has a very demanding job. So she, there's pros and cons to each of the situations. But, the flexibility is what really brought me back to them as well.
Thank you very much, Lucas. And my director says, if it's been 5 years, I guess we need another segment on bagels soon. So, Lucas, thank
you. That'd be great.
Thank you very much. Thanks for your call. T in Rockland County, you're on WNYC. Hi, T.
Hey, good morning, Brian. My company's great. It's minority owned. up there in Rochester, New York. After you with us for 90 days, you got your off right there.
You got what? Sorry, you cut out for a second. After 90 days, what?
You have 1 week off.
Uh-huh.
1 week after 90-day probation. If you stay with us for 5 years, you got a month off. So I don't know too many companies do that.
So vacation time is a big thing. T, thank you very much. Should we keep going? Let's see. Oh, here's Sam in Brooklyn, an employer who wants to talk about why he wants people back to the office. Sam, you're on WNYC. Thanks for calling.
Hi, you're welcome. I'm the senior partner in a small law firm that's been around since the 80s, and we've always had a reputation and we've encouraged collegiality and collaboration. And what I find is that there's something about being able to walk down the hall and bounce an idea off of one of your colleagues or to call a meeting at lunch to discuss a case and get the input of five or six attorneys instead of being on your own. And it also encourages friendship and social relationships. And I find that that's missing with remote work. And, you know, my firm is actually going through a lot of changes now because partners are retiring and we're looking to hire. And one of our young associates told me, your firm has a reputation for not encouraging remote work. And if you continue to have that reputation, you will not be able to hire anyone under 50.
And are you finding that to be true already?
Yes, we're having trouble finding experienced associates because everyone wants to. And as a result, we've changed our policy and we're now going to be more flexible of remote working.
Really, really interesting story. Thank you very much. And Aaron, to your earlier point, that goes to it being an industry, the law, where the employers have enough clout to demand it and force change at a company like his. All right, let's go down some of these top companies on your New York's 100 Best Places to Work in 22 list in Cranes. Yep. Number one, drum roll, is a tech company called Thought Machine. Small company, Thought only Machine. 31 employees. What's Thought Machine?
Small company. They do financial software. They make software that makes JP Morgan Chase, you know, process transactions and stuff like that. And the way they describe it is they were on the other side of the Great Resignation. People were leaving the banks to go work for a startup like this. And if you're sort of, you know, want a change in your life, you know, same industry, but work for the other side of it, we're an exciting place to work. And as I recall, they were one of the places that did encourage people to come to the office because, of course, the banks are encouraging people to come to the office, too. So that's, yes, they were top of the list. By the way, I hadn't heard of them either. One thing I would mention about them is they had raised a lot of venture capital money in mm-hmm. earlier this year. And well, that always helps, doesn't it? I mean, if you're dealing in an industry with a lot of wage inflation, and technology is one of those, and having a few hundred million dollars around is helpful.
Your number two.
Another one on the list was
Go ahead. You can pick one on the list. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say Cockroach Labs, just because I like the name. And they're also a software company. They're in the Flatiron District, I'm sorry. And what they'll do is when you join there, and they've had a lot of people join in the last couple of years, they've gone.
Yeah, let me just say for context for our listeners, that's a much bigger company. I see 368 employees.
Yeah, they've grown fast. And they have what they call Roachmates, which are sort of Sherpas to help you, acclimatize to your new surroundings. And they're very. There's a lot of handholding. I think a lot of the companies that are did well on the list not only had remote work, but a fair amount, as much handholding as you, the new employee, wanted to have, they would offer you. And that's just to me another sign of just how strong the market is for workers, not for employers. Yeah.
Interesting. Peter in Brooklyn is going to talk about his place of work where he likes to work. Hi, Peter. You're on WNYC.
Hey, Brian, thanks for having me on. I love my place. It's I'm a contract. It's great. It's really flexible. My team is amazing. It's a really great place to work. I don't want to name it. It is an audio streaming company and streaming entertainment. But I will say, as far as getting people back into the office, we did have a company survey go out probably about halfway through the pandemic, maybe a bit after the big bulk of it, asking folks if they wanted to come back to the office or if they wanted to work remote or hybrid. And they came back and they said, hey, majority of people want to be remote or, you know, see how it goes or work hybrid. And then maybe a few months later, there was a big push from Albany to a lot of CEOs in the city and saying, we need people back in the city to, you know, help our economy. And then suddenly, you know, we have this company-wide meeting that says, oh, everybody wants to come back. And that wasn't the case. So what happened to the survey? We don't know. So it was a big push, it seems, from politicians to get us back into the city and into the buildings for the economy.
But you love your employer, your audio production company. Thank you. Edson in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Edson.
Hey, Brian, thanks for taking my call. Before I go why I like to work with my company, I'm waiting for the segment about the Brazilian election on Sunday, okay?
Yes, we did one leading up to the election, but further in advance. But I hear you.
Okay, cool. I work for local 32BJ over here in the city, and we all know that unions, they all got a, you know, they are punch bag over here in the U.S. And why I like to work over here is the flexibility that I have with my boss and with the company, and also the help that we give to the members and the family. And on top of that, I look at my screen from 9 to 5, but I also have a big window over here so I can see the weather changing over here. Now we fall, so it's pretty cool. I like very much to work over here at the local 32BJ.
Edson, thank you very much. And yes, we will keep our eye on Bolsonaro versus Lula da Silva for sure. How about unions, unionized workplaces? Do they does that break out as a category on your best places to work in New York City list?
No, and it should. It should, because I agree with you. That is a distinctive kind of work environment, and no, we don't have at least we don't identify the places as union shops if they are. So I can't really help you there.
Right, and it sounds like works for the union itself, but then it made me think, well, unionization. So I'll go down some of these in your top 10. We mentioned Thought Machine, number one, place to work in New York City per these criteria, which is a tech company. Number two, Digital Remedy, a small advertising and marketing firm. Giant Machines, a consulting company with about 90 employees. Number four, Catalyst Software, another tech company with about 100. They have great retention, only 6% turnover. You mentioned Cockroach Labs, which is number five, which, by the way, if they ever develop a bug problem on their facility, you're going to write a very snarky article.
You know it.
Ryan LLC is number six, a corporate tax and advisory services firm. They have 2,000
accounting is what they are.
Employees, accounting firm, yes, another way to say that. Only 12% turnover. RF/Binder, am I saying that right? Another advertising firm. Index Exchange, a tech firm. Number nine is January. That's the name of the company. Financial tech firm. Number 10, Dynamic Yield, another tech company. So these are concentrating in tech and law and advertising and marketing, accounting. These are all sort of professional class office jobs.
Yep.
I don't see small stores. I don't see, you know, the MTA.
right.
Public sector. How much was thrown into the bucket?
I would say broadly, the reason you're seeing this is that these kinds of firms had the resources to you know, pay people the best in the, you know, last year or two.
These are high-paying really sectors in general.
High-paying sectors.
Where people
really
are the happiest.
Sectors.
Maybe that's just common sense.
Yeah. I don't think it's, I think that's really a lot of it. You know, these firms had resources and, you know, I'm sure that there are many, many excellent places we did not capture with this data and that just, you know, whatever reason didn't get there.
But the criteria for these office jobs, really interesting how remote work jumped out at you so much. What else in the criteria? We heard the caller from Rockland who talked about, I think it was a different. It was a, no. He talked about vacation time. So let me ask you to expand on that. The caller from from Centerport was talking about kind of not just remote, but sort of family friendliness. So there's that flexibility, whether you're working at home or whether you're working in the office, that also comes to play. Are these big things?
They are definitely popular things. One of the things I never used to see was unlimited time off. That's become, I wouldn't say common, but it's you see it now, whereas you never used to see it. I would say, by the way, that means that represents a savings to a company, because if your vacation is part of your compensation, but if you have unlimited paid time off, I have been told they don't need to expense your vacation time. And so it actually saves companies money to offer you this benefit. So take that for what it's worth. Yes, you generally see the companies that are the high on the list are offering flexibility, whether that's remote, whether it's time for family, time for real life. I remember speaking to an executive assistant at Ryan, the accounting firm, and she said, as long as we do our jobs, we can work wherever we want.
Interesting. Just one quick note. We only have 30 seconds, but on that fact that's in your article that a quarter of these top 100 firms as best places to work offer unlimited paid time off. You just referred to the unlimited paid time off. How does it turn out that employees don't abuse that? We have 10 seconds.
You know, it's a good question. Some people are afraid to use it. That's the short answer. That by saying it's not 3 weeks, 4 weeks, it's anytime you want.
The pressure goes back on you to not look like a slacker. New York's 100 best places to work in 2022. The article in Crain's senior reporter, Aaron Elstein. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brian.